Pickaxe.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week...
Yeah, but what do... But I need... I'm going to ask the same question you asked me. What does a chimpanzee and a rubber duck do?
Clean!
Welcome to Pitch Please!
Clean!
My name's Alex. I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggy Box.
Hello. I am in a different room and mic, so sorry, everyone.
He's got a shit mic this week. We're just going to have to deal with it and
move on. Deal with it.
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello.
Hello, James. Non-developer, but incredible creative Thomas the Ideas Engine.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Gold star.
Oh. Well,
you've been on a roll the past couple of weeks with bringing up ideas, including one that we had to lose entirely because my audio failed.
Shit.
Sorry.
Oh, no, your audio failed.
Yeah.
it was too good to release. It was the first time ever when everyone said, we'll play.
Yeah.
And
we have to actually make this game.
Under development right now. I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait for you guys to play it in the near future.
That's what
But
happens.
We can't talk about it. We all had to sign NDAs immediately after the episode.
However, this week, a little bit something different, maybe? What's going on this week, Tom?
Spicy. I could do something spicy for you if you want.
What kind of spice?
Well, like a...
Real ring stinger.
Community input episode, perhaps? Is that what they're called?
Shit,
that's not what they're called.
Bed. Let's play the community input jingle.
That's community input time.
Send us your shit.
Nice.
So we had a thread sent to us from Smash Potato Man on Twitter.
I don't know
if that's his actual name, and if it is, I'm so sorry.
First name Smash.
Where it says, my name is Callum.
Oh, well, thanks, Callum.
Callum, he's Callum Potato.
Callum Potato.
All his friends call him Smash.
That's his
wood
surname.
Smash, wood potato.
James, you can't say that.
Can't say that. Anyway, and he sent in, here's a list of game ideas I've had. Some more thought out than others. Some are more thought out than others. Feel free to use them on your podcast or invite me on. Just shooting my shot, sweating, laughing emoji. Enjoy. Nope, what we're going to do instead
is steal
them.
Your plan hasn't worked.
And just do this episode instead. And you know what? I like these ideas. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And as everyone knows, we're dry. So thanks for sending them in.
How many ideas are there, Tom?
How many ideas are there? There are 5 different ideas.
So that's so every 10 minutes.
Shut up.
All right, start that 10-minute timer and I'll read the first one.
I will set a timer and we have to stop talking about it as soon as that 10 minutes is up.
So we just hard cut, no matter what we're doing.
Yeah.
Once the 10 minutes are up, okay.
Assuming we make it to 10 minutes. I've not read the ideas,
yeah,
but you've said they're good.
If we have 5 ideas, it's going to be a problem.
2, 1, go.
Oh my God, there is so much pressure. This is like the actual elevator pitch, but it's a 10-minute long elevator. So the first idea is you run your own burger van, but one of your regular customers has been murdered. The police don't have much of a clue, so you've taken it into your own hands. Run your burger van, keep on top of orders, serve good food, all while you secretly interrogate your customers. And then the second half of this tweet is, drive to places of interest, meet unique characters, but remember, serving good food keeps customers coming back. Serving too slow makes your customers angry, but serving too fast and you lose out on conversation time.
Ooh.
Oh, big fan. I am a big fan of that.
I like this
idea. I like
idea.
A little bit of mystery. I like the idea of driving around. You're in a food truck, drive around, park up.
Yeah.
Different people turn up, interrogation. I want LA Noir, but with like mouth physics.
It is kind of mastication. Noir, cook, serve, delicious, right?
Protect and serve delicious.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Perfect.
Well, 10 minutes up. There you go.
What was that taxi game? Night Call. Taxi driver and night
Crazy Taxi.
Night Call. Night Call is a taxi game, but you are also trying to find a murderer.
You
a
just
serial
pick up,
killer
yeah, you
around
just pick
Paris.
Up interesting new characters, and they give you little bits of information. And I think, yeah, there could be an element of that. But also, yeah, it's essentially a restaurant or food truck running sim as well.
Presumably, this is like a serial killer, right? So we'd be following to different locations.
We're not selling like Cheerios.
I suppose so.
Like you're a groupie for a serial killer, but you're actually trying to hunt them down.
It's not what you think detectives are.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't think it has to be a serial killer. I think if you know, one of them has just gone missing and it's just a single murder. And you just happen to know more than the police do, I suppose, for some reason.
You just don't tell them?
No, because they are not interested. They just don't care. They think he's gone missing, but you know, the last time he was there, the game begins with the victim coming to your food stall and he's like, all right, 6 burgers, please. And you're like, 6 burgers?
So we're a burger van.
That's a lot.
I was going to ask what food stuffs you think we're selling. Or is it you can... Can you... Okay, okay.
Yeah, it says in the picture it's a burger van. Burgers only.
Burgers only.
I feel like maybe need a bit of variety on that. Otherwise, it could
maybe
get
you unlock
points.
Variety, and that's how you.
Would you provide variety?
Get no interest.
There's so much you can do with a burger.
Meat, yeah. Cheese, bun. That's all you need.
No, come on. You get a little bit of barbecue in there, some bacon. Would
no,
you
I'm
want lettuce or not,
with James? Simpler and drier the better. Well, I hate all my burgers. You know when they get sloppy.
Oh yeah. No! I mean, you don't want them. Sloppy, but there's so much you can do with a good boy.
Okay. I think that's okay, but it depends what the mini game is to make them. And what I'm thinking at the moment is there's always the bottom button and then everything moves like this across on the top and you have to click at the right time to stack it and it's all physics based.
Oh, okay.
So it moves from left to right, whatever you're putting on top, and you have to put it in the right order. So then you have to click at the right time and it will fall.
So yeah. while someone is spilling their heartfelt details about this case, saying like, I last saw them around 6 o'clock, you're just like, oh, my burger stack fell over. Very different emotional dissonance there.
I think that's fine.
I really like you're going to have all the dialogue options, but then you're also going to have an upsell option. So like, do you want onions with that? Like, you know.
No, you have to keep them in for longer.
You have to keep them in the loop.
Do you want ketchup or mustard? And underneath is, did you murder him? I could murder a burger. What else could you murder?
I don't think the cooking should be like that simple. It should be like in my head, Chris, obviously we've gone completely different directions with it, but in my head I'm feeling like I was imagining like a first person game where you are grabbing the ingredients from around your truck, walking around. Yeah, like very much cooking sim, but
now,
also
I do
you're
know
having
someone...
to interact.
I do know someone who recently made a VR game.
Oh, I thought you knew a murderer.
I know a murderer.
Okay.
He didn't like burgers, so I could never get the questions out of
him. Oh, shame. That's the first sign.
We could slap it in VR, Alex.
I could totally see that working.
Perfect. But then what's the interrogate? Is it like, what's the dialogue? Is it little pop bubbles to get their little speech going?
I mean...
Or do we go all the way back to the oblivion speech system, which no one understands.
I think everyone in this universe, their memories are triggered by particular tastes and smells. So to ask the questions, you have to serve them particular burgers.
I like that.
Oh, this barbecue bacon really takes
like
me back to the night.
Do you know what? That reminds... Have you heard of a game called... I think it's called Red Strings Club? I want to say it's called that.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. You run a bar, right?
Yeah, you run a bar and it's kind of, I think it's like set in the future. It's like cyberpunky or something, but you run like an old style bar and you get customers come in that just have conversations with you. They'll tell you about their day or they'll tell you how they're feeling, or you have to somehow deduce how they're feeling. And from that, you have to make the perfect cocktail for them.
Okay.
And put in certain ingredients. And I think I might be misremembering this, but I feel like there are certain ingredients that are like, you know, if you put in a slice of lemon that's happy, or if you put in a little bit of, like, you know, like basically different ingredients have different moods associated with them, and then that'll affect how much they enjoy the drink.
Did any of the customers get murdered?
I think there actually is some kind of murder involved in this.
Wow. But so you know
might,
what?
Maybe. I might be... So actually, this guy's just, Callum, you're a fucking thief.
Yeah, because we're totally innocent on that regard.
But I it's not as similar as I'm making it sound, but I think that idea of like keeping in mind the ingredients that you're making to... You know, you have to make the perfect burger for that person. Or, I mean, I don't even know how Callum's imagining it. Like, are you just... It's part of it, like, watching as well. So you're almost on a stakeout. You're looking for behavior in people.
I don't know. But all of a sudden, I just realized that that was such a shift from Pitch Please, where we're not actually making a new game. Someone's come to us and is like, I've got an idea for a game that I'd really like to play. We're like Blockbuster and we're suggesting games to them. And it's like, oh no, you'd really like this one because it's exactly what you just come up with. Except you're in a bar instead. You're not running a Bob's Burgers van.
Do you have a Pitch Please rewards card?
Can we get those?
Two games. Oh, let's... What can we offer? Shit ideas.
Hey, you got them. How much time we got, by the way?
Like 2 minutes?
2 minutes, really?
2 minutes, yeah. We've
This would have to be set in America, I think, because they've got a big... I mean, we've got a bit of a food truck culture over here, but over there, there'd be like late night food trucks.
Yeah,
you don't really get that much
America
over here.
Or Asia.
Okay,
you see that a lot in like China, like... Big like food market kind of place. I can see that.
And then,
but America, I feel like a bit more fun.
Having it set at night, you know, it get a bit spooky, get a little bit like, you know, you're on your own.
I think you can also choose where you are going to set up for the next day. And that determines the type of like clientele that will arrive and order food from your food truck. So I guess as you progress through the game, you're able to narrow down more deeply into the type of person this is, the type of people that would have last seen him, where he was, where he works, and whatever else, be able to interview all the right people, all the right times, maybe. But then, as you get into like the business areas of the city, they have really complicated bogey orders.
I was thinking, like, you know, it might be quite cool to see your regulars. You know, you come every day. They're like, yeah, I'll have a burger, and then one day they don't show up. So it's like maybe the killer is still on the loose. So the longer you take, the less customers you get.
So by the end of the game, there's only one customer.
So you've only got one customer and you're not making enough money to stay afloat and chase
them. Yeah, but I think at that point, you're just like, it's you, isn't it? You're the murderer.
That's the twist, that you're selling human burgers. Is that?
No, I'm saying that the only customer that's still coming to the burger van has to be the killer because everyone else is dead.
I feel like the placement of your vehicle as well should affect the amount of... Oh God, we've got 13 seconds.
Okay, Alex, wrap it up
how
quick.
How suspicious you are?
Yep.
All right, we've got 10 seconds. All right,
Bob's Murders.
It's just what he said it was.
Bob's Murders.
Bob's Murders. Bob's Murders.
Always wins.
All right, we've got it. Thanks,
Time's
James.
Time's up. All right.
All right,
well,
three,
no more needs to be said.
Two, one, go.
Next pitch. All
Beautiful.
Right. So this is... oh my God, I'm wasting time trying to find where it's gone. Why did I close the tab? There it is. A game about exploring and documenting plants and animals on a new planet, filling your journal and map with all your findings on your expedition. I've just realized there's there's more ideas. He's put more than one idea into each tweet.
Oh no.
There's more than...
Oh Christ.
There's more than five ideas.
All right. Well, we can fit a tweet for 10 minutes, right? That's two.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, a game about exploring and documenting plants. I'm panicking.
it's a bit No Man's Sky.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be like very non-violent. It needs to have a big world.
It's Pokemon Snap. No Man's
but with
Sky.
Plants.
I think
No
we,
Man's
we hear your,
Sky but Pokemon Snap.
We hear your request for a game to play based on that idea, and we suggest No Man's Sky. second aisle on the left.
The thing about No Man's Sky though is that it's very surface level with that kind of stuff, right? You're exploring
most
and documenting
of No Man's
like,
Sky is surface level.
Yeah.
And
that's not like anything against it, but
yeah.
I feel like what Smash Potato Man Callum is asking for is a game where there's depth to these mechanics, right? So the plants and the animals are you've got a journal where you're actually finding out, maybe you like having to actually study these creatures or follow them, like wait around for them, like study their behavior to figure out more things about them. Yeah, yeah, maybe have a bit of their wee.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Is that what try to sleep with them.
Well, I think, well, you can set like, you use other ingredients, well, other bug snack, but other vegetables and fruit and stuff to set traps to lure out other ones. So you could do something like that, where not only do
I feel
you have
like
to
setting traps is them, against
not traps, the... but like to lay a carrot gently on the road to lure out a rabbit, take a picture of it.
Into the
it's
road.
Not meant to kill the rabbit. And then leave it for a fox to come along, and then it just goes up from there.
Yeah,
all the way to bears.
The newest Pokemon Legends Arceus, however you pronounce it, is the same sort of thing where every Pokemon you encounter, they've got ways to discover more about them, see them using this attack, feed them this many times, catch this many of them, catch a heavy one, catch a light one, fuck it. Like all the different kind of ways to improve, to learn more about the Pokemon, and then you can, you know, get 10 out of 10 knowledge points on each Pokemon. And that was really cool. Like that added a nice level of depth to it, and it doesn't just send you down the path of, oh, there's this thing, I'm just going to throw a Pokeball at it and run away. You actually are actively trying to learn more about them. It was cool. It was good. Good game. 10 out of 10. Aisle 4, if you want to pick that one up.
I feel like with No Man's Sky, all these other things, when you're just trying to like, it shouldn't feel just like a checklist of, I'm just getting these creatures and just checking them off and then going to the next place and you're kind of speed running it. But like, I really like the idea of, and it's just made me remember, is I went to see a talk a few years ago by a guy called Gordon Buchanan, who is like a wildlife filmographer. Like he does all the... He did loads of stuff for the BBC and like he would like live with wolves or whatever. And one of the things that he was saying was that when you're studying animals and you have to sit like, you have to sit in like a hide or something for days on end, literally days, like without moving. And he said, you'd think it would be like mega boring, but actually it just gets more and more exciting every minute that goes by because you just kind of...
He would say
like, you're
that.
Closer and closer
that's
to his job. He loves his job.
He's not going to say that, but I've done this for 20 years and I'm depressed.
but also, I think the idea of
What was his name?
Gordon Buchanan.
No relation, I presume, but Gordon Buchanan's Hunter Call of the Wild, I don't think will be a fun game if you have to sit in a bush...
Real time.
For like a week.
I'm not saying real time.
In VR. I just mean real time.
Like, I feel like there's that sense of like drawing things out so you are just so you become more aware. Like the video game equivalent of that, where you're actually spending like qualitative time in these environments, almost like ASMR, I guess, or just like experiential, where you're sitting in these environments, listening to all the sounds, watching insects go by, and like waiting for this thing to appear that you're, you know, trying to find. And that's kind of, and that becomes like this suddenly super exciting moment when you inevitably do see it. And even if that's like 5 minutes rather than a week.
It just makes me think of the sniper battle with the end in Metal Gear Solid 2, or 3, sorry, in 3, where you're just, you know, looking out onto the green and then you're trying to listen out and use the directional mic and hearing breathing and all that stuff. You know, that was so cool. So yeah, I can see something that being quite cool.
An entire game of that. Keep in mind that Metal Gear Solid 2, that was the final part of it, of an entire game.
It's not an entire game because because there's also like there's the plant life and the exploration of the actual planets themselves as well.
This was like a future thing, right? So set in the future on alien planet? Did I get that right?
I don't think it is.
It says it's on a new planet.
Okay.
So I suppose so. I mean, yeah, No Man's Sky... In No Man's Sky, it's quite surface level, but it is a way that you can play the game and earn money in the game. And Elite Dangerous, to a degree, has that as well. But again, it's not super in-depth. Maybe there is something there for something much more detailed. Again, like Hunter Call of the Wild, you're just going around shooting fucking everything you can see. But there's similar sort of things with that. Yeah, where you have to wait and listen and get the right sense and follow tracks and stuff like that. So I think... maybe some combination of all those things are there. How much time do we have left, by the way? Because I've realized this is...
We have 3 minutes left for the next one.
3 minutes 20. Okay, well, let's move on to the next one. We've got 3 minutes 20 to read out Slime Boy. He's a boy who can also turn into slime, and he's on a quest to save the world.
Nice.
That is definitely a three-minute
I mean, Slime Boy. What do you think of Slime Boy?
I'm imagining 2D platformer.
I was thinking, like, my immediate thoughts.
Paper Mario. I don't know if that's just because of Carrion.
Super Meat Boy comes to mind for some reason. Celeste, that is similar sort of thing. But you can turn into slime.
So if we're all going that way, what if we do the opposite?
What is the polar opposite of a 2D platformer? Probably a 3D simulation game. So it's The Sims, but all of your Sims can turn into slime.
All of your Sims are slime?
Yeah, they are slime.
Okay.
Spore. We've just made Spore.
Holy shit.
I feel like, is Spore the exact opposite of Super Meat Boy? Probably is, isn't it?
I don't know if that sentence has ever been uttered in all of existence.
Like, maybe you're a detective. That would be cool. Because you could, like, sneak into places. And,
slime crime.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're a detective. But no one knows that you also can turn into slime. It's like The Secret World of Alex Mack. Did you ever watch that?
No.
References, Alex.
It was like an ITV 90s kids show where she was like, she was like a regular kid at school dealing with like regular kid things, but also she can turn into like Mercury. It was like a weird little puddle of mercury, and she could use it to get under doors and stuff.
How many episodes?
It went on for years. Years.
We've made the secret 78 world of Alex Mack. Episodes?
I still watch it today.
It's got it all on VHS.
Okay.
But James's like direction of the detective-y thing where you can turn into slime to solve problems.
Jessica Alba was in it.
Jessica, what, were they Alex Mack?
No.
Who played Alex Mack?
No, that was Jessica. Jessica was Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba was Jessica, sorry, I should have said. But no, anyway.
So some sort of slime crime game. Is what we've
slime
come up
crime.
With.
Slime crime. Yeah, you can transform yourself into different shapes and people. Maybe that's how
fight
you interrogate
crime with
people.
Slime. The secret world of Slime Boy. That's it.
slime Boy.
So he's a detective.
Detective Slime.
Turns into slime, but he's also
and
a boy.
I feel like there's got to be a meter that goes down as you're transformed in that state, and you have to either gather more slime or just once it's out, and you can't use it anymore.
Now, what is the slime?
Depends where you are.
So you just anything slimy
anything.
Works.
Fuck, hair gel to jizz, slime.
Quick, jizz on my face.
Right, time's up.
Okay.
Right.
Next idea. Play as...
Slap me with hair gel and jizz in my face. It's time to move on. Right.
Play
10 minutes now.
As a lawyer and defend your innocent and not so innocent clients. Get presented with weird and unusual cases and pick what facts and evidence you wish to bring to court. But perhaps succeeding or failing to defend some of your clients leads to bigger problems down the line. I don't think this is a 10-minute, but I mean, lawyer sim?
Lawyer sim? Ace attorney.
I mean, it is ace attorney.
What is Phoenix Wright? How does Phoenix Wright differ from this, if at all?
I mean, Phoenix Wright differs in that it is... more a text adventure where there's only really one path through the game. You only ever present that evidence at that critical juncture of the story. There's not really any open worldness to it. Like, you can only go back to the courtroom when you've done investigating and picked up every clue. Like, it's very linear. It's great. It's very good, but it's a text adventure. I suppose in this instance, we need to be able to create a fully operating AI that is running a courtroom, which means we need AI smart enough to object you and for the correct objection reasons as well at the correct times if you are going too far or you have no justification to the claims that you're making in your courtroom. I think it could be very difficult. If someone makes a court sim, great. We can use it to train the next generation of lawyers.
Make it multiplayer and someone can be the judge and it's two people versus each other with a weird case.
Oh, but then you get, like in Jackbox, instead of an audience, you have a jury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think they definitely need the LA Noir face tech. Like, obviously, it's
every game should have that.
like, it's improved so much since then, but it needs to be that specific fidelity inversion.
Has it actually improved?
I'm assuming that facial tracking technology has become leaps and bounds.
I have not seen a game like better than that. Honestly, I'm not joking. LA Noire. Like, I know it's like a bit janky in some places.
Well, when did you last play it?
Like, I don't know, a year ago? I played it a little bit. Like, I know it's like low res and stuff, but the amount of like detail that it picks up on the faces. I've not seen anything that good. Like, maybe Senua? Senua's Sacrifice, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like, it
was but
pretty good. I mean, but that's the fucking cut.
But LA Noire.
Every single muscle.
LA Noire itself, right? The faces are good. They're actually pretty good. They're great. They're all right.
Put on the bodies of like weird.
But they are on weird mannequin bodies. Like, the animation of the bodies are a mess in comparison. I'll happily take less face animation if it means that the body's improved as well.
See, like, the thing is with that, is you're saying that, but the reason, like, there was quite low fidelity, which is the reason they had to do such exaggerated, like, facial reactions. No one looks like that when they're being spoken. If you're lying, you're not like, your eyebrows aren't going all over the place and your mouth isn't wide open.
I think that video that everyone, the famous video of like, you know, the guy pulling like the weird, I'm not lying face.
Yeah.
That's meant to be the tutorial.
That is like, very early on in the game. Yeah.
It's like, this is an example of a guy who is telling porkies. So you've got to make him look like he's really lying.
I mean,
there are plenty of other.
It is definitely exaggerated, sure. But I mean, still, the rest of the game is kind of like that. I mean, in comparison to the rest of the game, their faces look like clay. It's good. It's fine.
Perfect.
At the time, it was incredible.
Perfect.
But I would love to see another game that uses it and also has better body tracking as well and body animations to suit it. A court case game.
Oh yeah, the court case game.
What we did?
I mean, I've seen. Yes. Have you seen the Reddit live thing that is just a thing that's on Reddit? People just have streams on Reddit now.
Oh, okay.
Every now and then when I scroll through, there is someone who just has a court case and they've got the avatar of like the judge from Phoenix Wright, and people call in with their cases and then people at the end vote guilty or not guilty. Like, that's a thing that someone does with just random called in cases. Maybe we just build a framework to make that better.
Give it Twitch integration?
Yeah, sure. So we're building something for one particular streamer. There you go.
I think in light of recent events, having Twitch integration or Twitch watch anything to do with law or courts is not a good idea.
Maybe
not, but it's where we're going, right?
Silly cases,
and we can make money from it.
Has to be silly cases, not...
Who stole the last cookie? Oh, no.
Yeah, not who ruined the tip of my finger with a bottle. Anyway.
5 minutes to go.
It's not Phoenix Wright, it's...
Phoenix Wrong.
It's Phoenix Wrong.
You got to be quicker than that, James.
If it wasn't just a Phoenix Wright game, like setting aside like the Twitch integration and like the public voting and all that kind of stuff, like... How can it be a game other than like Phoenix, right? I haven't played enough like court. Are there many courtroom games? We're missing out on something here. I feel like there's some kind of Castle Universe thing that we can tie in or.
Well, it's not even Castle Universe at that point. It's just a court game. It doesn't end or start in court. The entire game is court. So this breaks the bounds of the Castleverse. I don't know.
About an illegal court case.
I don't know how you'd build a, because it's not an open world that you're creating, nor is it a text adventure. You're trying to create an open story, and I don't think there's any game that's ever done anything like that. Really, like whatever choice you make, when you decide to interject, changes the flow of the story. When you decide to present certain types of evidence, changes the story. I think there's a reason why
Disco
a game like
Elysium.
That doesn't exist.
There are similar games that like are like that are small in scope, where you have a small. Like Disco Elysium is set in a small town, and you could walk the entire map and like in like 5 minutes. But the density of it feels like, you know, every decision you make has some kind of impact.
There is a lot of variance on the game, yeah. And like my playthrough was very different to your playthrough, but at this point we don't have the energy for that. Let's just AI generate it.
It might have been, I think it's Trek to Yumi, the game that came out recently. The guy, one of the team. Did a talk at GDC about basically every, you can kill every NPC in that game.
Okay.
And even the ones that give you quests, so they have to then re-figure out how you're going to get that quest. Because you did have to complete it.
Weird West, wasn't it?
Weird West, I saw that. Not Trek. Same genre.
Yeah, Weird West was very much like, and is very much, that's on Game Pass right now, actually, you can play it, but it's...
So it's Trek to Yumi, that's where I got
single player, single player adventure, like Wild West game where you just play a woman whose like husband has been taken or murdered or something, you're seeking vengeance. That's the kind of the overarching story. But within that, you can kind of go and do pretty much anything you want. You can from the beginning, it's got that like Breath of the Wild thing where you can literally just go to the end. You can go and fight the end boss if you want. Well, maybe you can't Breath of the Wild, but yeah, you can basically do anything you want. You can kill every quest giver, every NPC in the game. You can just go up to them and shoot them and it will have consequences. The way that they figured that stuff out is they just gave people multiple, well, one of the ways, there was a whole talk on it, but one of the ways was, for example, was like, say if you were, if there's like a crucial NPC that was give you the direction to, I don't know, like a new lead in the case or something, when you kill that NPC, they'll just do something really simple, like they'll have a note on them in the inventory that will be, in context, like written to someone or something that will just say, hey, make sure you I'll meet you at this place or whatever. So that rather than talking to them, which you can't do anymore, you now have that information to go there. Or that they had like so many different ways around it, but it is doable.
Instead of murder, we're doing objections, right? You're stopping them talking about something that may, or like your client stopping them from talking.
But then you have to justify your objection, you know? Like, I don't...
You just shout hearsay, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how this would even work mechanically. Like, is it like a drag and drop system where you're, the point and click style game where you're like, you have different bits of evidence and you're trying to force them together in a kind of weird cack-handed way? Or is it like a...
Yes, but you have to audibly say the word objection out loud in your mic.
Yeah.
And with that, our 10 minutes is up.
Our 10 minutes is up. We can't talk about that anymore. That's how it is. Sorry, that's Karen. What the game is now. The next one is going to be a speedy
one.
So this one is speedy. There is a two-part to this, but the first one is a city builder, but the city moves like Mortal Engines. Don't worry, that game does exist. It's called Dream Engines Nomad Cities. Actually, the Steam listing here is Dream Engines Nomad Cities, a survival city builder with flying cities. So there you go. The name of the game on Steam is exactly what you're looking for there.
There you go.
That one is on aisle 7.
Have fun with that, Callum.
Right next to City Skylines? I don't know. Next one.
How's this cat cross?
A point-and-click adventure game, but every time you click, your character loses power. Level up, find better gear, and restart runs to get the lowest clicks possible.
That's kind of interesting. I wonder what does Callum mean by power?
Maybe.
I was assuming clicks.
How would power affect your character in a point and click game?
You're a robot with battery.
But what does like less than 20% battery mean in terms of picking up a wrench?
You have to click more.
What do you mean?
It's 10 clicks to pick something up.
Oh, so towards the end of the game, you have to click like a million times to just do one simple action because your character is now super slow.
So is it cookie clicker, but it's a platformer?
It's the opposite of a cookie clicker because you're trying to click as little as possible. maybe this is remedying the idea in a point and click adventure game. When you get stuck, you combine the sticky tape with the peanut butter. That doesn't do anything. You combine the sticky tape with the nail. That doesn't do anything. You combine the sticky tape with the rope. That doesn't do anything until eventually it's like, aha, I've made sticky tape
peanut rope
with with a rat.
Peanut
and
rope.
That's the exact solution.
That's after all those weird combinations you've settled on, sticky tape and a rat.
Yeah, because the key is in a mouse hole. And you've got the sticky tape on the back of the rat, which you send into the mouse hole. The key sticks to the back of the mouse. You then place the cheese with the peanut butter on it, which you combined earlier, outside the hole. The rat then comes out with the key attached to its back, and you've got the key.
I'm satisfied with that answer.
There you go. You prick. Fucking step to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Yeah, I questioned it and you responded, and I appreciate that.
Who's the designer now?
Anyway, I think maybe that is a
definitely
remedy.
Still me.
A remedy for that problem. I 100% would expect that in a LucasArts game.
Mm.
That kind of problem solving. But anyway. Maybe this is a fix for that problem of you can't just combine everything because every time you click, your character's getting weaker or losing power or whatever. I mean, it does also say here, level up and find better gear to restart runs and get the lowest clicks possible. I don't really consider point-and-click adventure games to be RPG in that style, you know?
I don't understand, it's almost being
stronger as you go.
Restart runs is like suggesting that it's a point and click roguelite, which I just can't even understand how that would work. Like a point and click.
Once you know a solution. Well, that's it. Once you know the solution, there's less clicks because you already know what you're going to have to click on for that bit, right?
True.
So
but...
there is a minimum number of clicks that you have to hit to complete it with the minimum number, right?
There will be.
You can't do anything less.
Level. Yeah.
But you could go all the way through and be like 1,200 and you're like, oh, actually, you know, 1,004 is the number of clicks. And you're like, okay, what steps can I do less? I also have to remember all these combinations of things.
I struggle when it's just pure memory like that because you just read a script, right? Or the urge will be to write stuff down. And so you just, how could you make it so it's not just a step by step? Like, could you change it up somehow, like move items around? The rat doesn't like peanut butter this run. I don't know.
No, it always likes peanut butter.
If you just lean into how nonsensical some of these point and clicks are anyway,
yeah,
maybe the combination of items is entirely random.
Then there's nothing.
Nothing makes any sense. You just have to try and get it.
Imagine getting really close to the end of the game and you're like, fuck, I can't believe I'm not going to be able to complete the game because my character's going to die in two clicks and I need to open this door, click on the final boss, shoot him, and that's three clicks right there. I've lost the game.
Yeah.
I think RNG in that style doesn't work. Like, if on one run you needed to give the chimpanzee a rubber duck, but in this run you've got to combine a fucking banana with an air horn, but you don't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to ask the same question you asked me. What does a chimpanzee and a rubber duck do?
Well, see, the chimpanzee is having a bath and he is also the gatekeeper and you have to give him his rubber duck and he then opens the gate for you.
I see, right, okay. Yeah. Now, yes. A banana with an air horn.
A banana horn, as it's more commonly called.
Yeah, in the trade.
Because what happens this time is he's got his rubber duck already because it's a
from the previous run. Yeah.
Well, no, yes, yeah. But the door's still locked and you're like, what's this? And what actually means is you've got to call in his gatekeeper chimpanzee family using the banana air horn, which just alerts them that bananas are nearby.
Right, right. So
it just shouts, like a banana. Dog whistle
for it drastically apes. Shifts the makeup of an air horn so that everyone knows it's a...
Whatever you combine with the air horn, it shouts the name of that object.
Right.
Which, for chimpanzees, obviously, you want to know there's bananas around.
Okay. I'm satisfied with that answer.
Thank you.
Improv.
James, how is this looking for you?
I don't know. This isn't anything. I know, this is fine. I don't know how this works. It doesn't. Sorry.
Unless there's some way to get power back, right? Is there some way to gain
batteries?
Power?
But it's just a point and clicker made tedious. Sorry.
I don't think it works with that genre of game.
But there's something kind of I can really picture the idea that you've been clicking and your character gets more and more slumped over until they're literally dragging themselves across the floor. There's something funny about that.
Platformer?
Yeah, maybe a platformer, but then it's like...
Like jumping is clicking, interacting is clicking, and then your power ups are maybe you auto jump over certain things, producing the click.
Decide how much power to give to an action, and then it's like I want to do a super long jump. makes a platformer difficult.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You've stumped us on that one.
No one has managed to solve the whole dilemma of point and clicks.
What do you mean?
I'm really into the combine objects with an air horn, and it says yes, the name.
That's
of
a whole
the
genre in itself.
Until you find just, another air horn, yeah, and it just shouts air horn, which I think is the goal.
But that then summons more air horns.
No, that summons the creatures who are attracted to air horns.
Which is...
Remember, it's obviously Tom. Mm-hmm. Gibbons.
Yeah.
Capybaras. Capybaras. I'm stuck on an ape slash monkey train in my head now.
It's called Ape Shout. That's the game. It's the knockoff of
what Ape Out.
Yeah.
Nice. Gold, pure gold.
Well, I'll end the timer. That means we've got 11 minutes for the next one.
Okay, sure.
We don't need 10 minutes for that. Sorry, Callum.
That's
all
right.
We can't solve that.
We can't solve that one. We simply cannot fix the best game ever made, Broken Sword.
Oh.
Okay, next one. How much we got? 11 minutes. Great. What does the Grim Reaper do when it's not reaping souls? He's tending to his garden, of course. That's right. It's just another Stardew Valley farming simulator game. Collect souls to upgrade your farm. Travel between heaven and hell to collect unique plants and decorations. I like that pitch.
Yeah, I think there definitely needs to be reaping.
Yeah.
Of you could, your scythe is double use, right? You've got it for clearing out fields
and also heads.
And people. Yeah. But I think there definitely needs to be something whether you spend souls. Like, do you know how in Stardew when you go into like you spend a day down in the dungeon, like, you know, digging rocks and killing enemies.
More, yeah.
Maybe there's a you're like, oh, today I'm gonna spend my day on Earth, getting people that are dying.
I don't know why. Like that sounds nice.
To the hospital.
The first thing that came to my mind was like, what's the game called where you use a power? Is it just Power Wash Sim or something?
Power Wash Sim.
Yeah.
But so we just have something like that, first person camera, and it's just a huge field of grass. All tall grass.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the whole game. You just cut in the grass down.
Scythe sim.
So you just want a scythe game?
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm sure that would sell.
But like, wait, hang on. So is this like an endless field?
Endless field.
So you start with what? Like a stick and you're just whacking grass?
You're still the Grim Reaper.
Oh, so you start at max power?
Yeah.
Well, now this is a cookie clicker.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was saying. But with the cooking thing, you start. Yeah. You could start with like a really shit thing, and you're chopping grass. Some of it doesn't cut, so you have to give it a couple of whacks, and then you move forward a little bit. You whack, 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 whack,
okay,
whack.
Maybe you're
and then
your
you
baby Grim Reaper. Then you start with a stick, and you learn the tools of the trade by cutting grass. This is like I see the grass as like the limbo. So this is endless like grass, and you just cut in the grass. So okay, another soul's coming in. Let's go. And then...
So like every 5 minutes, you're like, well, someone's dying. Time to reap their soul so I can level up a bit and grow up.
Wait, how does the reaping work? If you're cutting grass, what's the soul reaping side of it? You go down to earth to reap a soul?
I think you just
turn
around.
Their souls should come into the field, right? And just sort of, they'll be over there, I guess.
I think it's like you overlay the real world into your grass world. So you'd see like a ghostly vision of like a town or something.
Oh, well, so every now and then when you swing your scythe to cut down some grass, it suddenly flashes and it's like, oh God, I'm not cutting grass. I'm actually cutting humans. And then it flashes back and it's like, it's got the delightful ukulele music again. And you're like, what was that? What the fuck was that?
To be honest, I didn't anticipate us going any further with just, tall grass, cool.
You were like, that's a solid 10 out of 10 idea.
I mean,
just grass.
Yeah, you get a little bit of money, you upgrade your scythe, you cut a little bit faster. And because you start as a young Grim Reaper, when you look back over the path you've carved, because you're growing up, the grass is way lower right at the start of your journey, and then it's a little bit higher because you're a little bit higher now. And there you go.
That's quite sweet.
Grass cut sim. Reaping.
Reap what you sow. I don't know. There's a grass pun in there.
I think there is something.
Reap what you sow is good.
Like the Stardew element of it. Going back to that, what Callum was saying initially is reminds me a little bit of like with the Grim Reaper. Reminds me a little bit of. Is it Spiritfarer? You ever played that?
Okay.
The game of it, yes. Where you, like, is it, actually, I've not played it, but from what I understand, is it basically like you are like helping shepherd people, like they're in limbo or something? It's before they die, basically.
Okay.
So that's why, but I think that's correct, yes.
I think it's like, there's like a platform element to it, but it's largely narrative as well. And you're kind of talking to these people. You have to help them find peace, I think. That's basically the idea of it. But maybe with the Grim Reaper, you're kind of having these, like a Stardew Valley-esque thing where you are on Death's Farm in the way that, you know, Death from, I'm literally thinking Death from Discworld, because he has a farm, right? And he has the horse, Binky, whatever it's called and stuff. But you are also going down to Earth and talking to these people in their, like, their last moments, or maybe not in their last moments, maybe like a week before.
Do you think the Grim Reaper gives a shit?
I think he has a little chat with them.
Does he?
Before they go on. Why not? He's got all the time in the world.
Does
he? I feel like you'd get bored if you didn't.
He wants to get back to his grass cutting.
Time is nothing to him.
Can he travel time?
He exists outside of time. Right? Oh. So he'll jump in. He'll jump into Earth. And that's when he kind of exists within time. But Death's Realm is like outside of time. So he can take as long as he wants. So, and maybe he, like, you know, wants to make a little human connection. Maybe he wants to understand humans a bit more. So that's why he goes down and chats to them, has a little chat with them. But you could talk to all manners of people. You could talk to, like...
God, he's spoken to so many people.
Do you reckon he's like fucking sick of people?
Right? Yeah, he must get people to a change. Point where he's like, oh God, like I've heard this one before. Oh, crushed by a piano again. Fucking hell.
Killed by a peanut butter rope.
Like, he'd get sick of it eventually.
No, I like the idea that he's very empathetic and caring, nurturing, even though he's like clearly Skullhead and Hood, you know, scary boy, but...
Well, so like he comes through the door, nice, his head's on fire, and he's like, he slowly moves his giant scythe through the wall. You're screaming, and then he's like, no, wait, no, hang on.
Hi, I'm Craig.
Hiya.
Hi. I'm here to reap.
Yeah, love it.
All right. Well, there you go.
Something there.
Well, I mean, it did take me a lot to not just say that V Rising isn't honestly super far from it. You know, you're really? A vampire. You are hunting humans. You use their blood and abilities to power yourself up so that you can build a kick-ass castle with a farm at the back. It's kind of already there, to be honest, with V Rising. And also,
right, so that's
you can get a Reaper Scythe in that game too. That one is not in the store because it's digital only. This is why we're going under.
Callum, what do you think of that? V Rising?
There you go. It was nice to have the other end of it. Normally when we pitch games, people come to us and say like, oh, you're Endless Legend, you played that. So it's nice
how
to,
hard it is?
It was nice to spin it round. But you know what? I really like some of these ideas. The Burger Van one, Bob's Murder.
Yeah, I love the Burger Van one.
Bob's,
I think that's
murders.
Great.
Yeah.
That could have been an episode, I think. Like, we could have gone further with it. I think that was my... Well, hang on. What was everyone's favourite? Bob's Murders?
I think Bob's Murders. I think had a lot of potential.
Had the most interesting stuff to it. I guess, look, the lawyer one, sorry. There's not much we can do about
it. That one is impossible. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
Slime Boy?
Also, it kind of exists already.
I'll play a slime game. A game with a little slimy boy. A disgusting slimy boy who is just constantly trying to get viscous materials all over him so that he can get stronger.
Yeah.
And travel through the game and make different shapes, transform into different things. Maybe disguise himself as a stain in the corner so that he can investigate a crime.
A slimy stain. To be a slime on the wall.
Little stain boy.
I mean, for the Deep Space Nine nerds out there, you're just playing Odo the game. That's great. I'd love that.
I don't know if that's a good... I don't
no,
know if that's
no
a good
one will
reference.
Ever get that.
Everyone else's face was just...
He's a changeling and he can change into...
Oh, right. Someone is listening to this and going like, whoa, yeah!
Someone's slapping their leg.
Star Trek nerd!
Really feeling it.
And he's a sheriff on Deep Space Nine, basically. So,
does he disguise himself as just black mold in the corner of a room?
Does he ask people to chiz on his face?
Does he ask people to chiz on him? Answer the question.
I think that was a deleted scene.
I've got access.
Callum... At Smash Potato Man, if you want to go and follow this person, or just check out our Twitter, you can see the conversation. Yeah. Which was him tweeting us six times and us replying once.
And that's the kind of, that's the get up and go that I like to see. That he's full of spunk, full of moxie. He's got the ideas and he sent them to the right place.
If we get more of these, five ideas in a thread every week, maybe we'll just keep doing them.
Yeah.
You do our job for us. Thanks.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be incredible if you could just do it for us. They can tweet us at, where can they tweet us, Tom?
Well, you can send your ideas to at, which is pitch please pod without any vowels. Or you can leave a comment on the YouTube video or leave a review on iTunes, or you can shit in a delightful pattern in the middle of a town centre somewhere and I'll read the article about it.
Please do. Oh, that's
man shits in centre of Coventry. Six podcasts are great.
But the idea that he came up with, wow. Oh my God.
Callum, thank you very much for tweeting these ideas in. We've been meaning to do members episode or listener episode for ages, but we just fucking never do, despite the fact that we always struggle to come up with our own ideas and worry about it every episode.
No, that's because
for some reason...
We got back-to-back gold, baby.
Yeah, that's the actual reason.
That's the reason.
However, if you want to keep sending them in, just do it, just because you never know. You know, we'll probably... Obviously, ours are going to be better, but, you know, occasionally we might want to sink down to that level. We'll see, we'll see what we can
sometimes
get.
Sometimes we want to go underneath the barrel.
Yeah. Thank you again, Callum, very much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And let us know what your favourite was. But until then... We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
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 See you.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Post episode joke. Fuck's sake.